Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Adulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Adulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to adulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
Welcome to episode 2. I'm Paul.
And I'm Kathy. And today we're going to be talking about jobs.
Jobs, as in a way to earn a little money, a way to get a little freedom, and a rite of passage as you're going along on your adulting journey.
First jobs can be a great learning experience. And here are some of the most common lessons people take away.
The first is the value of hard work. First jobs often involve a lot of grunt and repetitive tasks. This can teach them the importance of perseverance and a strong work ethic.
First jobs teach responsibility. In your first job, you're responsible for showing up on time, completing your tasks, and following instructions. This helps you develop a huge sense of accountability.
It does. And first jobs also, you learn a lot about time management. The balancing of work with your other commitments like school, social life, teaches you how to manage your time effectively.
First jobs teach communication skills. You're likely to interact with coworkers, supervisors, bosses, customers, which can help you improve your communication and interpersonal skills. There's nothing that improves your ability to talk to other people like talking to other people.
So true. Actually, I've heard it said that if you think you're an introvert, one of the activities you should do is go out and extrovert on purpose just to get used to doing it. Teamwork is another important learning skill that you're going to get from your first job. Many first jobs require that you work as part of a team, teaching you the importance of collaboration and cooperation. Teamwork gets the dream work.
First jobs teach problem solving. You'll inevitably encounter challenges in your first job, giving you the opportunity to develop your problem solving skills. As they say, think outside the box, figure a way to get it done.
And problem solving is definitely plays into critical thinking skills, a lifelong skill that'll help you in all areas of your life. Professionalism is learned at first jobs. They often expose you to workplace etiquette, dress codes, and a professional behavior, helping you to develop a sense of professionalism.
First jobs teach you financial literacy. Earning your own money can teach you the basics of budgeting, saving, managing your finances, and the actual feeling of knowing that you earned it, you can spend it, you can save it. It's your time that's being paid for.
First jobs teach about self-discovery. Your first job can help you discover interests and strengths that you didn't even know you had, and find weaknesses that you're able to improve on, that you can practice and get better at, which can be valuable in shaping your entire career path.
First jobs also teach you the appreciation for other jobs. Experiencing different types of work can give you a better appreciation for the effort and skills required in different jobs.
That's so true. Every aspect of every job, most importantly, probably your first job, is learning about working, learning about the other careers that are out there, learning about what other parts of your career you could contribute to that you can learn about and become an expert in.
Learning about what you like and don't like about a job. The only way to experience what you think you're going to be good at is to get out there and try it.
Absolutely. I agree 10,000% with this. One of the reasons we came to this topic for our second episode is there's so many different things that we want to discuss, and first jobs and jobs in general play such a formative part of the role of an adult. So if you're adulting and you're having a hard time, I don't like my job, I want to find another job, I'm not sure where I'd like to go, we felt it important enough that we should talk about jobs early, because it's important that you get out, you start contributing, you start learning about the bigger world. And overall, first jobs can be a valuable stepping stone in your personal and professional development. They're going to provide you essential life skills and prepare you for future opportunities and open your eyes to a world that's out there, both personally and professionally. You may learn in your first job that you don't like, and you don't want to do anymore and you don't want to explore.
But also remember, when applying for a job, any job, it seems to be a really long process these days. When I was young, you went into a local business, you filled out an application, and within a few days, you knew if you got the job or not. Now, with everything being owned in corporate, not a lot of mom and pop shops left, these processes can take weeks. So don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't apply for one job when you're looking for a job. Apply for a few. And if you're okay working for any of them, take the first one that comes along.
That's great advice. Also, make sure you check with your high school and how it's working for working papers today. It was a difficult task, and it actually changed as our four children grew older. It went from just a simple get a signature on a piece of paper to now I believe it's a digital process that needs to be looked into.
It's a card.
And it adds time to your application process.
And if you're over 18, don't worry about working papers.
If we get in the Wayback Machine, way back when, in, you know, the 90s, I know that's really far back, we were able to go out and go into a place and say, hey, you hiring? And often be working there that same day without all of these hurdles to jump. So it's a whole nother level of bureaucracy that you got to navigate through. And it also helps with future jobs. We haven't talked about it yet, but we're going to talk about something called a resume. And a resume is important when you go for career level jobs where you're trying to start going up the career ladder. You're building that more into these first jobs now by having to apply online and have digital records. So it is a good experience to have.
So excelling at your first job can set a strong foundation. Here are some tips that will help you set that base, set the foundation for where you want to go in life and how other employees are going to see you in the future.
And it's important to have your other employees see you well. You want to put your best foot forward, especially at work. It's not just the customers looking at you and forming an opinion. It's your employers looking at you and your coworkers. So you want to be punctual and reliable. So what does that mean? Why am I saying punctual and reliable? I can hear my own children going, Dad, I know if we're not early, we're late. You've been telling us this all our lives. And that's actually true because I worked in shift work. So if I was late for work in most of my career, somebody just got the short end of the stick and did not get to go home. So I am much more sensitive to the time when it comes to getting to work and being there early. Our actual saying in this house is if you're not early, you're late. Being punctual and reliable, what that means is arrive on time every time. It's not anyone else's problem that there's a little snow on the road or that there was traffic. You need to take responsibility and plan for those things when you're going to commute and be reliable and punctual. It demonstrates respect for your employer and colleagues, and you want to plan your commute and build in buffer time for unexpected delays. An example out of my own life is my shift used to start at 8 a.m. at the firehouse. I would be there every day sometime in between 7 and 7:30 without fail.
Also, be reliable and dependable. Follow through on your commitments and complete the tasks that they give you. If you encounter some roadblock or some reason that you can't get something done, make sure you communicate it and explain why you can't get it done or ask for help. If you're new, they're going to expect you not to know everything.
And know attendance matters. We witness this all the time in new employees. They end up using sick time as just a way to get off. And that reflects extremely poorly on you, especially very early in your career when you're typically in a probationary period. So attendance matters. Minimize absences and inform your supervisor well in advance of any needed time off. And I know conflicts happen in this area. You feel like you have to be off for whatever it is, somebody's party, some barbecue, and your boss doesn't give you off. Well, my advice to you would be to communicate with the people about the barbecue or the party, unless it's a real critical thing, that you have to work and go to work. We understand as humans that work happens. For years in our house, we moved actual holidays because that was a day that one of us had to work.
Make sure when you go to your job, whether it be a first job or a new job or your 10th job, that you embrace a positive attitude and you have a good work ethic. You should be enthusiastic and eager to learn. A positive attitude is contagious. It makes you somebody that someone else wants to work. It shows that you have a genuine interest in your job and in the company you're working for. That may not always be true, but fake it till you make it. Essentially, you want to show the people you work for that you want to be there. That makes them want you to be there.
Take initiative. Don't wait to be told what to do. Oftentimes, just looking around your workplace, you'll find things that need to get done. You know they need to be done. Yet the lazy person in all of us says, not my job. Well, the fact is, while you're at work or where you're anywhere, it could be your job. So just take care of those things and it will be noticed. Take my word for it. Look for opportunities to contribute and go the extra mile whenever you can. It definitely gets noticed. And if it's not noticed right away or they're not saying good job today with the extra mile, don't think they're not noticing. They definitely notice. Sometimes it takes a little longer than other times.
And sometimes they don't tell you that they notice, but they also don't turn around and complain about you because they know you're a good employee. And definitely try and be a team player. If you're working in a job with any other person, you need to be a team player. You need to offer help. You need to collaborate. You need to have a supportive team environment. It benefits everyone, including you. So if you need help, people that you have helped are more willing to step up and give you a hand.
I'll also add to that, if you need help in an environment, a work environment, a school environment, don't be afraid to ask. It's hard for people to know what's going through your head unless you verbalize it with them. They don't have some special ESP. So if you need help, make sure you ask. Also, be patient and persistent. It takes time to learn these new skills, especially if it's your first job or your first job in this field. It takes time to learn them. Don't get discouraged by initial challenges. None of us are good at what we do the first time we ever do it. Keep asking questions and seeking feedback. Make sure that you're doing things the right way, the easiest way, by the steps. Every workplace has its own system. Don't be afraid to ask. You're not expected to know that walking through the door in the first few days.
And don't be afraid to clarify your questions. It's better to ask than to make mistakes due to misunderstanding. And it's okay that you don't understand how someone is explaining it to you. You just need to ask the question again, or you need to say, I don't quite understand. Can you explain it again? Or can you show me how to do it? Most employers may be a little frustrated at that, depending on how many times you ask, but they'll still do it and they'll still help.
And that brings us to focus on learning and growth. So that tip is important both at work and in your life. As an avid lifelong learner, I listen to a lot of books. I go to a lot of seminars. I think it's very important. It's a vital life skill to always be a student. A thing that's often said is you cannot fill a cup that's already full. You have to empty yourself to learn new things. Many people come to workplaces today and they think they're experts in fields, and it becomes very difficult to work with them because they think they know more than the people that have been there a long time. That attitude breeds resentment and is often untrue, but the person with the full cup is too full of themselves to notice it. So focus on learning and growth by asking questions. Seek feedback. Regularly ask your supervisor for feedback on your performance. Use this feedback to identify areas for improvement. And I'm going to add, don't take it personally if there is feedback about substandard actions at this point. You're new, you're learning. So you just want to go with what those improvement actions are, and they're not at you as a person, they're at your task.
And if your boss says you're not so good at something, just take it as an opportunity to get better at that.
Right. That doesn't mean in anyone's head that you're not good. He's saying you're not good at a skill. And a lot of times that's difficult for new employees to hear.
Be open to learning new skills. Embrace opportunities to expand your skill set and take on new challenges. It demonstrates your willingness to grow. When you start your first job or a new job or a job in a career that wasn't where you were beforehand, you're going to learn things and you should be excited. It should be great to say, now I know how to do this and now I know how to do that. It just makes you a more well-rounded person and it gives you the ability to broaden your horizons later on in life.
And don't be afraid to take notes. I know you're looking at whatever mode you're watching or listening to this through, saying, are you kidding me? Take notes. What am I, 80? Okay, boomer. But the reality is, if you're taking notes, you run out to your car or you keep a journal, you're touching on what can be a keystone habit in your life that's going to help you forever. I have very good friends that took notes every shift at the firehouse, and by the end of their career, they had pretty much written a screenplay for, I don't know what kind of comedy it would be, but I can't wait to see it come out. So take notes. You jot down the important information, instructions, and feedback. It shows that you're attentive, and it helps you remember things. Currently, I work in an IT role. It's vital that we take those notes because we could come back to a system that we don't touch all that often 6 months from now, and all of us in the office are going, I don't remember where that setting was. If we took good notes, we don't have to remember we have them.
One of my first jobs was answering phones for a company that had an extremely long name and a long greeting. I had to write it down. Then I had to go home and I had to practice it because I would have never remembered it if I didn't.
Communication is key. Communicate clearly and professionally, whether it's written, verbal. Ensure your communication is clear, concise, and respectful. Also, be mindful of who you're talking to and what version of the language they speak. Sometimes a word to a Generation Xer is a different word or a different abbreviation to a millennial, and vice versa. So keep in mind who you're talking to and make sure that you always keep your communication respectful, clear, and concise.
Listen actively. Pay attention when others are speaking to you and ask clarifying questions to ensure understanding, which means someone is talking to them, to you, it's very respectful to look at them while they're talking to you and to not be distracted by things like your cell phone or something outside the window. It's just a little rude when someone is trying to have a conversation with you to not truly give them your 100% of your focus.
And keep your supervisor informed. Provide regular updates on your progress and any challenges you're facing. Do the same for your coworkers. If you're having a challenge, they have tips and tricks to help you get through it, and make sure they know what you're up to. Makes you look like a team player, makes you more integrated in the workplace culture. It's an important thing to do to keep your supervisor involved.
Don't be afraid to speak up when it's appropriate. If you have a valid concern or a valid idea, express it respectfully and professionally.
On that, I'd like to add also, for your first couple weeks at work, you may want to try to temper how much you speak up unless it's a safety or a danger thing. That's your danger zone of you come in and you look like the know-it-all kid, and that gets you a bad rap at work.
And whenever possible, if it's something that's really important, some important information or an important question, try to send it to your boss in an email. That way you always have a written, printed record of that communication. So they can't come back later on and say, I never knew that. You never told me that. That's something just for you as an employee to make sure that, you know, you keep track of what you're doing.
Those emails have saved my butt more than once in my career. I can definitely say that. So professionalism matters a lot at work, obviously, because we're at work, we're trying to be professional. So we need to talk about dressing appropriately. What is the company dress code? And you need to follow it at all times. And when in doubt, err on the side of being more formal. That doesn't mean put a suit on. It means if you're not sure between a t-shirt and a polo, wear the polo because it's more formal. You can always ask your coworkers, but the most important thing of dressing appropriately is to make sure you're meeting the company's uniform policy or dress code policy, and you look neat and presentable. The company doesn't exist so you can go be creative in your clothing and your jewelry and things like that. You want to fit into the company image and present yourself as an ambassador of that company as best you can.
And when you're applying for jobs, don't show up in sweatpants and a dirty t-shirt. Show up in the clothes you would hopefully go to church in, go to a party in, something that shows that you care and that you want the job, because your employees are going to notice that.
For sure. They definitely notice it. Maintain a professional demeanor. Be respectful to colleagues, supervisors, and clients. Avoid gossip and negativity. Even if that's part of the culture at the water cooler to talk about everybody else, You don't want to be a part of that. It just adds to the problems. So always speak nicely and highly of your colleagues. If you have nothing good to say, don't say anything at all.
And please be mindful of your online presence. Your social media activity can reflect on your professionalism. Be cautious about what you post. People don't seem to think that when you post it, everybody can see it. Anyone can see it. It's true. Everyone can see it and anyone can see it. The last thing you need is to lose your first job or to be reprimanded at your job over a silly TikTok or Instagram post, a snap, anything. You think things get, you know, you snap somebody and then it's gone unless the other person takes a screenshot. Just remember that you don't want your social media, which is supposed to be fun, to interfere with your professional.
And it definitely can, depending on what jobs you're going for. I know there's jobs out there, because I've been involved in some, that actually search for social media posts, and they search for internet presence, and those things have come back to haunt people that are trying to get onto jobs in certain places. So just be very mindful of it. For me, I use social media more to keep up with friends and family and see what's going on in the workplace in a social way. I try not to ever get negatively commenting or politics or any of those things involved in it, but be mindful of what you're posting there and that it is in fact public and permanent. So we've spoken a lot about jobs today, haven't we?
Oh yeah. There's a lot of information. We hope we haven't overwhelmed you.
It's important to know that jobs are important, but we're going to break at this point, we think, because we're certainly overwhelming ourselves. We must really be driving you guys nuts.
But there is a lot more to come, so we will continue this episode in a part two next week.
Until then.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to adulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.